Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Schedule leaks continue. We have a full list of all the international games for 2025. Want to get those to you here in a second. Just resetting where we're at this morning. Trey Hendrickson publicly calling out the Bengals for no communication. CBS Sports says the number one destination for him is the Detroit Lions. Yet when we say that, a lot of youth say it's not going to happen. So what's the biggest obstacle? Is it Trey Hendrickson? Is it the Bengals? Is it Brad Holmes? Is it the money? What stands out? What is the biggest obstacle? 248-539-9797. All right, John, the international games. Adam Schefter's got these?
No, it was released by the NFL Network or NFL.com.
Okay.
And so it's interesting because the Minnesota Vikings have two of them. Dublin, Ireland, which is week four, September 28th, which will be on your television at 9:30 in the morning. The Minnesota Vikings will be in Dublin to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then week five. Quick turnaround. In Tottenham Stadium in London, the Minnesota Vikings will take on the Cleveland Browns.
That's back-to-back weeks. They'll just stay over in Europe that point.
And then week six, also in Tottenham, Denver and the New York Jets.
Okay.
And then in week seven at Wembley Stadium in London, the Los Angeles Rams will take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then I think this, well, there's a couple more. Man, they got a lot of international games. Olympic Stadium in Berlin, Germany. Week 10, Atlanta and Indy, Indianapolis Colts.
Yep.
And then week 11 in Madrid, Spain, the Washington Commanders will take on the Miami Dolphins.
So you got Brazil is the Chargers with a TBD opponent. It's the only other one on there. They don't yet have an opponent, I don't believe. But we're seeing games in Brazil, Dublin, London, bunch of London, Berlin, and Madrid.
Yep.
And one of those stand out before we move on?
Just that the Vikings are playing two in Europe. It seems excessive, but I'm fine with that for Minnesota.
Yeah, go ahead and throw a couple curveballs their way. Lions are going to have their,
enjoy your
their
time
hands full with our schedule
overseas
as it is. All right, so you guys let us know. The biggest obstacle to Trey Hendrickson not being a Detroit Lion. 248-539-9797. John said it's the Bengals. Tom said it's Trey Hendrickson. I said Brad Holmes. Let's get Matt in the mix. Matt, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. So it's probably going to be the Bengals. Well, because I don't know. I think it's going to be the Bengals as the biggest obstacle. And then we definitely need him because it's a very tough schedule. I don't think Aiden's going to be 100% coming back, and God forbid another injury happens. With the schedule the way it is, if he goes down, the season's done. Because you saw what happened last year with no edge rush. We lost the first game of the playoffs. So, that's my thing.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
I do think it's on the Bengals. Just because they're going to slow roll this, and whether it's to their benefit or their detriment, I think ideally they want to get a deal done with Trey Hendrickson. That defense was bad last year, and they had the leading sack artist.
But do they want to get a deal done? Because they're not talking to Trey Hendrickson, and I'm not going to call him a liar. I believe him.
No, I'm not. I'm that's all probably true.
But if you want to get a deal done, then you negotiate. Isn't that like deal making 101? You at least have to have the conversation and communicate.
Yeah, but the season isn't starting today. And so they have time. And that's the point. That's why it's the Bengals, is because they don't feel a sense of urgency. Maybe this lights a fire. Who knows?
And that could be what Tom said, is Trey has been hesitant to light these fires, and he maybe needs to light more of them to really get him moving. Whether he ends up here or not, maybe it's on him. The reason I said Brad Holmes is him and Dan Campbell are on the same page. To start last season, we thought, boy, Davenport as the opposite edge seems a little light. And they told us we love our pass rush. And it was dominant with Aiden Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. Aiden got hurt. They traded for one pass rusher. They want one pass rusher on that defensive line.
Oh, so now you were hoping that they would trade for two at that time. Which two were available at the trade deadline that you thought would be effective?
I'm making the case that Brad Holmes has been honest with us. They need one pass rusher to make this defense go. They have one in Aiden Hutchinson. They are not pursuing Trey Hendrickson with the urgency. That's the biggest holdup, is he doesn't see the need. He's told us that, and then they've acted that way, right?
Did you think they would get the deal done at the trade deadline for Za'Darius?
I was hopeful, but we didn't know. But they did it because Aiden was hurt, not because they wanted to pair Aiden up with someone. They have rejected the idea that Aiden needs a buddy for 3 years.
Well, so Za'Darius is still out there.
Yes.
And Trey Hendrickson, is he available? We don't really know.
Well,
and we don't really know because it's... And the Bengals may just have a hard line. You know what? Either you're playing for us or you're sitting out.
Ticket texters. It's not going to happen because the Lions are more focused on being sustainably good over being great and a true contender. They want to be like the Ravens or the Steelers, consistently relevant, instead of being like the Chiefs or the Eagles. They are prioritizing making sure that they could keep a Branch in 27 or a Laporta in 27 over a Hendrickson in 25.
And I know it's been a while, but the Steelers do have a Super Bowl championship with Tomlin.
Playoff games and, since 16. It's almost a decade.
Yeah, I understand that. Win. But it's hard to compare these teams to the Steelers or the Ravens, who have had in this century a couple Super Bowl championships. You know, Jim Harbaugh has a Super Bowl championship. So I'm not really going to compare them to them because they've won the ultimate prize.
Ticket texter says Brad Holmes is why this won't happen. And another one said, guys, what Brad Holmes said is it's extremely difficult to have two top-tier edge rushers, and not many people have them.
Yeah, I mean, okay, look across the NFL. Who has two top-tier edge rushers? I'm not saying that an upgrade, there's not availability to get upgrade over Josh Pascal or Marcus Davenport. There clearly are opportunities to get upgrades. But who has two elite pass rushers?
Well, hold on. This guy's only telling part of the story. When asked, Brad, do you understand why people ask the question? Which gave him the out to say, oh, of course it's a position that we would like to improve. He said, no, I don't understand the question. Why are the media asking me about this? I have Aiden. That's enough. That's why Trey Hendrickson is not a real possibility, because the general manager has told us Aiden is enough repeatedly. And when Aiden got hurt, they made a move. But when Aiden's healthy, they have shown that Marcus Davenport is enough. That's their organizational philosophy. Agree or disagree, that's what it is.
Well, I don't think they're... I mean, I know you love to keep throwing out the Marcus Davenport. I don't think it's Marcus Davenport they're relying upon.
Fine. It's a series of guys. Barnes in passing situations and Pascal in run situations. And we love Levi Onwuzurike. The point is they think Aiden is enough of a premier pass rush that they do not need to aggressively pursue another one. That's why Trey Hendrickson is not a realistic possibility. He may be a realistic possibility for the Packers or the Commanders down the road when Cincy and Trey Hendrickson ultimately reach that fork in the road moment. But I don't think the Lions will be a serious consideration because they've told us that.
And until it happened for Za'Darius Smith, we were taking calls at that time. Brad Holmes is never going to do it. It's not going to happen. And then we get a cryptic tweet from Za'Darius that morning, kind of buying into that. And then all of a sudden, he's a Detroit Lion. So until it happens, sure, everybody's going to say, well, Brad Holmes never going to do it.
Multiple techs say money. Money is the biggest obstacle. Do they have enough to extend him and sign their guys? And another says, it's money. With all the young players on the roster, they need to pay them. It will be hard to do so. That's Nick in Woodhaven. Says you're not going to sign him to a one-year contract.
No, he's got 1 year left on his contract. Right. The reason he wants out is because he wants more years. probably wants more money.
My point to you would be the way they structured Kirby Joseph's deal, you could do the same with Aiden, and you'd effectively have a couple-year window where you could give Trey Hendrickson his first year plus two more years, a three-year commitment, and it'd be tight, but you'd be a much better football team.
Okay, but what if Trey Hendrickson says, okay, the first obstacle is coming to terms with Cincinnati. Second obstacle is coming to terms with Trey Hendrickson. And if he says, well, I'm not going to settle for anything other than a four-year deal, and I want it, you know, fully guaranteed.
Well, then he's the biggest obstacle.
Okay, so, I mean, we're kind of, we're making this up as we go, which is what we do.
But this is what he has said. I have no desire to be the highest played or, you know, first in line. Not going to get into all the details. There are things that I'm willing to do and things I'm not willing to budge on. I don't want to play for incentives that would be out of my control. I don't want to play in a short-term contract. Mm-hmm. I'd like to tell my wife, here's where we're going to live. Here's where we're going to build our family. That's what he publicly put out yesterday. Let's get to Chris. Biggest obstacle. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I think John laid it out really well. And I think it's the Bengals. They're not, I mean, with re-signing their offense and their offensive guys, they're making a push themselves, and they're not going to let him go. They need defense. Unless they get a king's ransom, and, you know, as far as Brad Holmes is concerned, he's not going to give that up. He's built this team. He's going to run his guys, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, he's been open about that.
Yeah, but I do think that it's a lot on the Bengals, because what's the king's ransom? Is it just draft picks?
I mean,
do they want a player in return, which is not that common?
Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have to be draft picks. I mean, it's going to have to be a king's ransom. And the Lions, we're making a push ourselves. I don't think we're going to give that up for it.
No, I don't think the Lions would want to give up current players in a Trey Hendrickson deal.
If it's draft picks, I have no issue with that. But it really comes down to if he wants a long-term deal, because whatever city he ends up in, he wants to raise his family, wants to tell his wife, this is what we're going to be for the rest of our careers, that's an obstacle as well.
You answer this for me. Maybe we do it coming up next. Trey Hendrickson, what's the longest-term deal you can really expect as a player who will be 31 next season? Can you really expect a 4 or 5 year commitment for that? Because I think his demands have to be reasonable as well. We'll get to it next. 97.1.
Hey, summer is almost here. Some days it feels like summer. Some days it doesn't. Don't wait, because whatever you need to call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. If you just need a tune-up, give them a call now before that AC becomes a must-have. If you need an upgrade, they take care of my house. They will continue to take care of my house, and they'll take care of yours as well. You can upgrade your system now and save up to $1,000. You can call for details and schedule a free in-home estimate. If you want same-day service, all you have to do is call before noon, and you can check them out online at mastercraftheating.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Poured it on, 14 runs for the Tigers, back at it tonight. I hear Tyler Holton is the opener.
Yeah.
And then probably Cater Montero there afterwards.
Mm-hmm. A little pitching chaos today.
Yeah, a little bit. We're used to that. We have this Trey Hendrickson conversation, and we're trying to do it a little differently today because every time we bring up the possibility, it's met with reasons why it won't happen. So we said, what is the biggest obstacle? CBS Sports lists the Lions as the top destination for Trey Hendrickson, who publicly released a statement yesterday going after his team for not negotiating, period. What's the biggest obstacle? Is it Trey Hendrickson's demands? Is it the Bengals' demands? Is it Brad Holmes' philosophy? Or is it money? Let us know, 248-539-9797. John, within this, Gov has pointed out Hendrickson could be doing more to get himself out. He could play certain cards. Mm-hmm. He wants a long-term deal. How long-term is realistic for a player who will be 31 this season? You're not getting a five-year deal.
No. I think you it's probably written as four, but realistically it's three.
So a three-year deal.
Yeah.
And paid in three, mostly, where yes. He wouldn't be sacrificing much when the end game comes, you know?
So I've watched the Lions take Kirby Joseph's deal and put it all 4 to 5 years down the line. You could do that with Aiden's deal if you wanted, and then all of a sudden Trey Hendrickson slots in perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the guy, I don't think he wants to leave. I really don't. Everything I know about him is he's a really good guy, really respectful of the game. You know, maybe it's not in his DNA to be a jerk. You know, imagine Barry Sanders trying to be a jerk. He quit and went to London instead because I don't think he wanted to demand a trade.
Yeah.
You know, so people are wired certain ways and they won't.
Yeah.
I think maybe he likes it there. He probably likes it with his family. Family likes it. And he's giving them every chance. But if you really want out and you want that last payday, then you got to get dirty.
Yeah, it really is going to depend on how dirty he wants to get. How many practices, how long into training camp is he willing to push this?
Like, I am sympathetic to his situation. He had 17 and a half sacks last year. He produced, and he says they told him, hey, go out and produce and we'll take care of you. This is his last chance to secure himself before, hey, the game's brutal. Something could happen week one. And that organization historically has not done well to pay their players. That's why it was such an uphill battle for Chase and Higgins, and now Hendrickson's the latest guy facing that, which is why you've said, hey, it's Cincinnati's fault. We want to hear from you guys. 248-539-9797. Texter says, does it say anything about Hendrickson that Campbell coached him and hasn't been pushing super hard to get him? Well, we don't know that part.
No, we don't. There are certain things that we don't know and we'll never know.
But that's part of why we liked the fit initially, was that Dan Campbell has coached.
As a relationship. Yeah. Yeah, he's been in the same building as him. He's watched him practice. He's watched him work out. All of the different reasons why I know that they fall in love with their own guys. They drafted them. They studied them more than anybody else, and then they get a chance to see them work for, you know, 365 days a year. They know exactly what they're getting when they re-sign their guys. That's why they like to do that. Well, you also have a guy here in Trey Hendrickson where you do have members of the coaching staff, mainly the head coach, who knows and has seen what Trey Hendrickson is as an individual. Yeah. And how he works.
It's 100% on the Bengals. They've never. Is this true? This can't be true. They've never traded a player in their existence. Franchise is a joke. Blaming Brad is comical. No one has made the trade, if it's so obvious. Sauce and Howell.
I mean, they made a trade.
But no, like high profile.
Yeah, players. But okay. No, they are weird. They're slow. They used to be cheap. It's hard to be cheap in a salary cap world. But pre-cap, I mean, they were well known for not paying people.
Hendrickson isn't leaving Cincinnati. Texter says, Costa's on edge today, fired up and full of smarm. It's been going all day. Take a few breaths.
Welcome to Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe guilty. Lions are not desperate. Desperate moves are what dumb teams do, and they fail in Holmes we trust. Well, you can trust Holmes. I just think it's his move to make or not make. And if he doesn't make it, then he's gambling on his guys and his way, and it can still work
Trey
out.
Hendrickson is available.
This is not me saying if they don't do it, they can't win the Super Bowl. I think it's a move that the Lions could make if they wanted to make it.
If it's available to be made.
Every indication is he's available.
Well, not every indication.
Are you reading anywhere that he's unavailable? That they've told him, go shop for deals. He's available.
Right, but is he really available? Are they willing to... They could tell him, yeah, go shop for deals. We're holding out for three number ones.
Right.
I mean, that's what we don't know. And so, publicly, from his camp, he's available. But ultimately, he may not be. I mean, what Myles Garrett, was he available?
No, because the Browns came out and said, we're not trading him.
And he was willing to draw a hard line until they came with all the Benjamins.
Cash.
Yeah.
What do you always say?
The Cheddar, make it all better.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Like that one?
Yeah, well, I've heard it before, but I was going to say, is that something you always say?
No, that's his thing.
Is that his thing?
I know
you said it before.
It's a Johnism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't think he invented it.
I've heard it before that, yes. But yes. A California woman is suing the maker of Ziploc because she says some of its products contain undisclosed microplastics that mislead and harm customers. So this is a class action lawsuit. And in the lawsuit, the woman alleges that some Ziploc products that are marketed as microwave or freezer safe actually release these microplastics when they're used for that purpose in the microwave or in the freezer, making them, quote, fundamentally unfit for their advised use. I mean, microplastics have been in the news a lot lately, right? So obviously, researchers are still trying to figure out the exact impact of these microplastics on human health. But so far, they've been linked to cognitive and behavioral issues, reproductive complications, cancer. So this lawsuit basically contends that people are exposing themselves to these microplastics without knowing they're being exposed to them.
It's a lot. How do you avoid it anymore? I mean, these are basic things.
I know. So anyway, there's a new bill that would require schools in Michigan to teach water safety.
I think this is a great idea.
So the new proposed bill would require the Department of Education to develop a comprehensive water safety program for students, which would focus on essential skills, just like the proper use of flotation devices, supervision, swimming techniques, things like that. And the state representative who introduced the bill believes that this is essential, especially in Michigan, in a state that is surrounded by water, that children learn all these safety rules so that we can prevent future drownings.
It's a great idea. Implementing the idea is another obstacle because not every school, and I don't know if they want this in elementary school, middle school, high school, at some point in K-12, what is the access going to be to water to teach these classes?
Yep.
Yeah.
The home of Domino's Pizza founder, Tom Monahan, has been put up for sale. So it could be yours for $8.7 million. And it's not just a home. It's a full estate. It's a retreat, really, when you look at this. It's located in Northfield Township. It features everything from an ice rink, tennis courts, a greenhouse. There's a massage room, racquetball, baseball field. It's got everything you could ever want. It was built in 1996. It was inspired by the architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright. It's about 10,000 square feet, but there's also more homes on the property as well. 30 acres. It's got a copper roof, a playground with a built-in trampoline, a car wash. You don't even need to leave. It's got everything you could ever want right there. Fruit trees, game room, weight room, hot tub.
Just for the low asking price of
$8.7 million. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Cool to check out. I'd like to just go and say, like, I'd like to set up a viewing just to walk through it, just to see it. It'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting story. Last weekend was the opening season of walleye fishing in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a woman who caught a walleye in a very unconventional way. She also happened to get a shattered windshield as well. So she was actually driving on the highway when this happened. And
one bounce out of the boat.
Nope, it bounced out of the mouth of a bald eagle that was flying overhead, crashed onto her windshield, shattered the windshield. By the time she kind of like realized everything that happened and pulled over, the car that was driving behind her pulled over too, to one, make sure she was okay, but two, to let her know the walleye landed in the bed of her truck. So it was still there, hit the windshield, flopped over into the truck. She did not keep the walleye.
Why not?
She disposed of it. Well, technically it happened the day before walleye season opened, but also she suspected that the walleye, based on its size, was probably dead when the eagle picked it up. It just followed the DNRs.
Bloated,
wasn't probably something she'd want to keep, but quite interesting, nonetheless.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Giannis says he's open to exploring the best fit for him out there. Got what it would take for the Pistons to get him. Would you do it? It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, that's exactly what they've done for me and my family for a number of years now, and why they are my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Last night was refreshing, not just because the Tigers responded with 14 runs. Last night was refreshing because this thing called the NBA lottery happened. It didn't matter for us. They can't hurt us anymore. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, hey, poor Utah, we've been there. But the lottery doesn't matter for us. And I think it's because we've elevated. The city is in a better place now. We're not dealing with drafts and rebuilds. We're dealing with competitive teams now.
We're not talking about ping pong balls, percentage points, dropping down one spot, trying to raise up for another. No, we're entering a fun time for the Pistons, as we have been for the Lions in regards to a good team. And we're talking about trades like Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
We're talking about trades like the Pistons for Giannis.
Yep, more on that in a second.
The Tigers, we talked about acquiring a third baseman, a bat in the offseason. But now it's because you do have the best record in the American League. You're talking about what does it look like at the trade deadline. Still a ways away, but those are the fun conversations that you had about adding good players to your team.
John, if you could reflect when you first started doing mornings, how differently it is now. Like, I feel like we've graduated as a sports city.
Yeah, because we had four teams that had no hope of being in the playoffs. Tigers were terrible. Pistons were terrible. Lions were squandering every possible opportunity that they would possibly have. And the Wings, at that time, it was a little bit more entertaining because it was early on in the Iser plan.
Yeah.
But now we're 5 years down the road in that, in regards to my time here in the mornings. And that's not really, doesn't seem to be any further along. But we do have a playoff team in the Pistons, a playoff team in the Tigers, and a playoff team with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, so we're not really dwelling. Like, even the Red Wings were in the lottery. We didn't spend much time on it. The pick's not consequential for their next steps. We're getting to a point where they're all making strides. and it begs bigger and bolder conversations. And it feels like we may be having similar conversations with all the teams, but it's because they've all collectively taken steps and are on the ascent. So this is how it used to be. I know it's been a while. We used to have our team trade for Rasheed Wallace in pursuit of a championship. We used to have our team trade for Brendan Shanahan in pursuit of a championship. We used to have the Tigers doing everything they can, moving mountains, and they went to two different World Series and chased a few more along the way. This is the natural progression. So these are conversations we welcome. These are exciting conversations. And the latest one involves Giannis, Milwaukee. They're not going anywhere. The roster's decaying around him, and he has said he's open to leaving. Greek Freak to the Greek town. What would it cost? The Ringer threw out trade proposals for a bunch of teams. And for the Pistons, here's what they say it would take. And it's supposed to hurt a little bit. That's the point of these. Duren, Ivy, Holland, Harris, and 3 first-round picks. Harris is in there for salary.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 3 young players and 3 first-round picks.
So this is one individual's opinion of what could get it. It seems pretty close
reasonable,
to me.
Reasonable, yeah.
Yeah. And at least they've done the math on how many first round picks, how much salary, because the NBA makes it very complicated. I would do this in a heartbeat. Jalen Duren, while I think he's going to be a good player, does he ever become a star? I don't know. Jaden Ivey was having a good season, but does he ever become a star? Ron Holland, I think the one in this four, you know, player trade that you have the biggest question marks about are Ron Holland, and then obviously Tobias Harris. We know what he is in a good year this year, but it's a salary situation for him. Nobody's going to cry about losing Tobias Harris.
No.
I would do this in a heartbeat to bring Giannis to Detroit, pair him up with Cade. Now you got two guys, either one could take a game over. Do you still need to add some shooting? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have free agency coming up? Could you make more trades? Yes. This would be very exciting going into next year.
You would have two of the 15 best players in the NBA, Giannis and Cade. And if Cade's the player that he's showing to be, I mean, he'll be top 10 before you know it, right? I mean, he could be second team All-NBA this year for all we know. Two of the 10 best players in the sport's a pretty good runway, especially when I'm watching Boston struggle in the East, Cleveland struggle in the East. It's wide open. The Knicks, they moved mountains to add Bridges, mm-hmm. and they swung a trade for Towns. And this division, this conference is open. The league is open. I mean, we're big on pointing out that you have six champs. Yeah, in 6 years. And there's a good chance it's 7-7. The Pistons would instantly be in that conversation if they did this trade. And this would not mean they're perfect. They'd still have to add the shooting because Giannis is not a good three-point shooter, and we've seen Cade improve. But you need those two guys operating, going downhill the basket. You have to have the right players around them. But it's a good problem to have.
I think the biggest question is, okay, if you don't want to do this, I would ask you, is Jalen Duren and Jaden Ivey, the combination of the two, will they ever impact games the way that Giannis does as an individual?
No.
So I don't think anybody is going to look at Ron Holland and say, oh boy, what could have been if we just kept Ron Holland? Or what could have been if we had Tobias Harris? Your 26, 28, 31 first-round picks, those are most likely, if you do this, going to be late first-round picks. You're not crying about anybody you don't get there.
No, what's going to be tough is a team like Houston can offer Phoenix picks, which could be very attractive with Durant potentially leaving. Phoenix picks become more valuable than Rockets picks or Pistons picks. Mm-hmm. The Spurs can offer number 2 thanks to the lottery last night.
Philly can offer number 3.
Philly could offer number 3. I'm not telling you the Pistons' offer would be a no-brainer for Milwaukee or that they have to accept it. Or you throw them a Godfather offer, one they can't refuse. But the Pistons can be in the mix here, and I think part of the selling point to Giannis is Cade. I mean, Cade is better than anybody on Houston, right, if you're looking for a true running mate.
Mm-hmm.
He may prefer to play with Victor Wembanyama, but the list is very short of the guys you'd rather play with than Cade Cunningham in the NBA right now, which would be also part of your pitch to Giannis is, if you want to come here, you really help facilitate the deal.
Well, yeah, help facilitate it, and you want to make sure that he's going to be here long-term as well. Now, I believe there's, 3 years left on his deal with that last year being a player option, but he stayed in Milwaukee, won a championship in Milwaukee.
Loyal.
Stayed well past that, thinking he could still win another one. His numbers this year were better than at any point in his career. So it's not like he's falling off.
No, and he does more than just score and rebound.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's active on defense. He does all the things you... He's a selfless star, which is the kind of guys we like here in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, his defense, Sar Thompson's defense, the energy that they would put out there, I think it's it would be very intriguing to have him here next to Cade.
Ticket text, 248-539-9797. I trade anyone for Giannis, and that includes the fraud who wears number two?
What? Come on. You think Cade's a fraud?
That's what that guy thinks. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, right?
What would be the... I'm trying to understand. Meet this guy in the middle. Maybe that's a fool's errand. What were we lacking?
What's fraudulent about
him? He wants to... I'm speculating, but he wants to make the trade and include Cade in it because he wants to build it around Giannis.
Right, but I'd rather build it around the guy who's like 23 years old who had 25, 8, and 8 in his first playoff appearance. And there were things he could improve on, which is the whole point.
Yeah.
But he had a big game. You want a moment? He had a big game 5 on the road in the Garden where he scored, was it 13 fourth quarter points?
Yeah.
I mean, he showed
playoff experience matters.
Plenty.
And I think we'll see that in regards to the leadership that we heard from Trajan Langdon in his press conference.
Yeah, good
point.
Needs
to be in elite shape. All right, hey. And nobody thought he was in bad shape, but there are things that you can do to improve from year to year. He's young enough to still make some major improvements.
It's funny, we didn't even mention it, but it's one of the things that Trajan Langdon said that was just so smart in that press conference. I thought he was measured, intelligent, competent, all the good things you want from your general manager. And he hit on that. Part of making the playoffs is giving your players a taste of what it takes. Instead of training for game 42, you're training for game 92,
mm-hmm.
right? Or 102. And now putting that extra gear in their mind when they go into an offseason to train. So for Asar Thompson, who dealt with blood clots and really hasn't had a clean runway, now you know what it takes, something to build on. If you don't trade Durin or Ivy, like, I mean, there are conversations about these young players stepping into real expectations now. But Cade is at the tip of the spear. Cade's the guy that should only get better from this experience.
Well, he's the one that stirs the drink. And, I mean, if you don't have Cade, but you have Giannis, what do you have?
You're just shuffling.
Yeah.
One for another.
Yeah, that just makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be Milwaukee if you traded Cade for Giannis.
In essence, yes. Yes, you'd just be trading cities.
All right, 248-539-9797. It's out there. It's 97.1.
Hey, you want a great lawn? We talk about summer right around the corner, and your lawn is going to be greening up. You probably mowed it a couple of times already. If you noticed crabgrass, if you noticed dandelions, Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service is the company that could take care of it. Get green, stay green with Natural Way. The number, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. They still have it going. If you purchase a full lawn program, you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. I mentioned crabgrass. Still not too late. Make sure you treat for it now, or else it'll be an issue all season long. Dandelions. We all see it. It's yellow. It's in your yard. You want to make sure you take care of it before they go to seed, because they're going to rob your lawn of water and nutrients, and it will spread like wildfire. So take care of all of those things right now. And here's the thing about Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. They're not going to give you a runaround and tell you this week, hey, it's this. Next week, it's that. They're just going to fix the problems. Locally owned company for over 35 years. That number again, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Music in the background there, bobbing your head.
What was that?
What do you mean, what was that?
I love your music.
You want to play it again?
Yeah, I guess that's...
Go pump it up. We're going dance jams, baby. Let's go. Getting in the club. Two runs in. Not your scene. All right.
No.
I saw Heather bobbing her head earlier.
I did. You hear the beat? And you just...
Yeah,
I didn't
even hear it.
Okay. It was a Gleyber Torres home run. You heard that.
That's what I heard that. Yeah.
It was one of many big knocks for the Tigers who poured it on. Trey Sweeney had a 3-run homer in the day. I mean, how many of these dudes had multi-hit days for the Tigers yesterday?
Oh, it was awesome. And you look at the bats that keep performing. And obviously, Kerry Carpenter, He's creeping up 288 right now, getting closer to 300. You got Gleyber Torres. Now, Gleyber Torres missed some time, but his bat's been good all season long when he's been available. And don't look now, but Javi Baez.
Three-hit night.
Still hanging above 300.
313, his batting average.
Uh-huh.
Leading the team. Yeah, he had three hits. Torres had been three good. Hits. Yeah, I mean, they've all... I mean, this is the response we wanted to see.
Yeah. Chase Young went 0-for-1. He's now below 100.
Womp, womp, womp.
Where's your dance music now?
Sad dancing. Bregman didn't get a hit, and he was booed a bunch. He walked twice. I know mm-hmm. that was a big story. I know the media collected around him pregame to ask sure. him all about, you know, hey, what happened? And he was very diplomatic. If you read any of the quotes, we played a little audio earlier. He was very diplomatic
sure.
about it.
He was a pro. Yeah. And now today it's Tyler Holton taking the mound. And how do they respond? How do they keep this going? The momentum that they created yesterday. I like the fact that it was a great response coming out of two lackluster performances against the Rangers. Now all of a sudden, bats explode, and you get two more games against Boston. Can't just be a one-win series. You're going to have to win the series.
They're facing all righties, which I love that for Kerry Carpenter.
Sure.
Keep leading them off. Give them as many at-bats as possible. The dude's crushing it right now.
And it's and again, it's still the best record. I'll say that again. After that 40-game mark, mm-hmm. it is still the best record in the American League.
The division's better than we thought, and the Tigers are better than we thought. It's kind of worked out well.
Mm-hmm.
Where, hey, this is, they're not, I don't think they're going to run away with it, John, but they're in pole position.
No, but they just have to be consistent, yeah. and they've been consistent throughout the course of the year. 12 games above 500.
That's what? Not bad.
Not no bad at one all. Thought that they no. were going to be. I thought it was two or three up, two or three down. They were going to be hovering around right around 500, and they have knocked it out of the park.
Biggest reason for it probably is the Javi stuff. That's the biggest surprise. Like, you know, it's your year if Javi Baez is going to do this. If he's going to just slide over and play borderline Gold Glove center field and have multi-hit days. Okay.
Yeah, that may be the biggest surprise, but you've got other surprises. And, I mean, the obvious ones, Torque has been a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Sweeney, especially in the month of May, has been a huge surprise at the plate.
Yeah, I saw someone point out he was a first-round pick. Yeah, I think he was viewed like, oh, we got like a fringe major leaguer back in the Flaherty deal, and the prize is Lorenzo, this catching prospect. Sweeney's not a throw-in. Former first-round pick. Late
right.
first round pick, but he's swinging a good bat right now.
He is. And I mean, when you look at what the Tigers are doing, Dingler, we talk about Jace Young, we talk about the struggles of Colt Keith. Early on, it was Riley Green. He's back on track. But the positives for this team, those that have stepped up to play well, greatly outweigh those that are lagging behind. And Vierling set to make a return in the next couple of weeks. You send Jace Young down. Instantly, you're better.
Yep. Job. We should talk about Job. 5 2/3, one run baseball. It wasn't without some adventure. 5 walks, but he had 7 strikeouts and 15 whiffs, career high, getting swing and miss.
I like seeing young players in situations where the stress level goes up. The complication goes up. And you hit a batter, how do you recover? He recovered just fine yesterday. Didn't get into his head. Didn't change anything he was doing. And then in the third inning, you walk a couple of batters. You load the bases, one out, and you come away with a good play in right field, mm-hmm. and then a standard ground ball to second base. You get out of the inning. He didn't change what he was doing. There was no panic, and it only builds his confidence as he's moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, you could debate if that was the best start of his career. He had the 6 innings against the Twins where he limited the damage, but he didn't get the swing and miss in that start that he got mm-hmm. last night. And I think that's what excites you about Job is, yeah, he's going to have to live in the zone a little more, trust those pitches because his breaking pitches are lethal.
Mm-hmm.
And he throws gas once he starts locating more, and that's part of this maturation process.
And I like the fact that he started off batters.
Mm-hmm.
First pitch strikes,
yep.
20 of 26. Not getting behind early. He's hitting the strike zone. He's doing what you want a young pitcher to do. He's being methodical about doing it.
And low-key, a big start. I know it's still May, but when you see Flaherty struggling and you see Mize go on the IL, you want someone to step up and step mm-hmm. in, and Job did that yesterday.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.